B'tachon for Life, Shir 996, Thursday, Parshas Ekev. We are explaining the proper way to approach Shidduchim. And we explain that we have to focus on our goal. Now let's understand how the Yetzer Hara gets people concerned and nervous. When a person is nervous, when a person is stressed, the Yetzer Hara has him in his grip. Which is why the Chavis Havavis writes that one of the most important aspects in Avodas Hashem is Menuchas HaNefesh, B'tachon. Because without that, you cannot function normally in Avodas Hashem. So therefore, let's first understand that it's going to be very difficult to overcome the natural stress because the Yetzer Hara is going to do his utmost to make us stressed. How does he do that? He magnifies all different kinds of crises. And he says, there's this kind of crisis, there's a shidduch crisis, there's an inflation crisis, etc., etc. To make a person feel like he lives in a world surrounded by monsters, and they're going to devour him at any moment, and he always has to be on his guard, and he's alone in this dark and gloomy world. That's the picture that the Yetzer Hara paints. And unfortunately, many people fall for it. And those people live a life of stress, a life of darkness, a life of lack of appreciation for the Ribbono Shel Olam, missing in Simcha, they're up at night, worried, concerned, whatever they're worried about, parnosa, health, whatever it is. In this instance, Shidduchim. But it's all Yetzer Hara. How does the Yetzer Hara do it? By magnifying extreme cases. Magnifying situations that are not the norm. Yes, Rachmana Litzlan, there are many girls that are older. We're not minimizing that. We're trying to understand the proper approach for the typical girl who just came back from seminary. The older girls, Be'ezer Hashem, we will analyze soon. But let's first focus on the typical girl that comes back from seminary. There is no reason to assume that you will not find your shidduch. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a shidduch for you. There's no reason why you should look at the people that Rachmana Litzlan did not find their shidduch yet. Look at the people that Baruch Hashem did find their shidduch. There are far more people that have shidduchim than people that don't. And it's not only people that have money, and it's not only people that have yichus. It has nothing to do with that. It might look like that, but if you take a pen and paper and go through the names, you will see that it is not true. It's not only the people with yichus and money. Does yichus and money help? We'll Be'ezer Hashem discuss. But first, let's get the truth. Most people, Baruch Hashem, get married at the time that they consider normal. Again, there are many older singles that are struggling, and Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to analyze that. But don't make that the focus. Don't make that the way you approach Shidduchim. Your Menuchas HaNefesh is vital. And the Yetzer Hara is going to throw in front of you all the cases of people that Rachmana Litzlan are older, people that Rachmana Litzlan never got married. And the Yetzer Hara is going to say, see, how do you know you're not going to be like them? That is the Yetzer Hara. You know how we know? Because he takes away your Menuchas HaNefesh. Turn your focus to the many people that Baruch Hashem did find their Shidduch when they wanted. And they didn't have the money, and they didn't have the yichus. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, continue this discussion.